kind of dishes.
Okay, fine. So, back to the English language. Do you have any stories about misunderstandings that might have occurred because of the difference in language or because people do things differently here in Ireland?
I remember working as a security officer, and I was working in the airport near the airport in the business park. We were working in the gate, and there were cars arriving, and I was on the gate, and sometimes I had to tell the car to stop, and it would be more visual communication because I was there in the booth, and I couldn't speak with them. I had to make them a sign to stop, and the sign in Israel would be like putting your hand forward, like with your palm open in front of the person, and this would mean. The car to stop, but they didn't understand this one. They just waved me hello, or the other way to make to, and then like, I ask somebody what's the way to make a sign to the car to stop, and the other officer told me that you just take your index finger and putting it up, and then it would be like just wait one moment. Well, like it's the way people say hello here again with the head, it wouldn't be it wouldn't be like putting it up and down as it would be in Israel. It would be like if you meet somebody in the street and you don't actually say hello, just sign it with your head. It would be like getting your head up and down. While it's in here, it would be like right and left. Yeah. Kind of halfway right and left, one of the things as well. It took me time to understand this kind of thing as well. Yeah. Not, of course, about language as well, but I don't know the physical, the visual way.
That's good. Yeah.